Postscript. Another season ends. This time, we have resolved several of the plot lines from last season, and our heroes are at a place of relative peace. The story could end here, or it could go on. As I said in the first book, this story is what happens when fan fiction grows and gets a life of its own. Even if there are no more stories from me, you might decide you want to pick up the pen and tell a story about the Tempest team. Perhaps someone wants to tell a story about what Jim was doing during World War II. Perhaps someone wants to tell a story about Charlie and what he's doing when he's not with Mercedes. Perhaps someone wants to explore an alternate storyline where Feline didn't die. All those are great, and I encourage you to do it. All I ask is that you tell me about it. I would love to see what other people do with these characters. Will there be a season 3? Right now? I don't know. As is always the case, it's up to the network to decide. And in this case, the network is you, dear readers. If you want more Tempest investigations, make your voices heard. Who knows? You just might get your wish. Author's note. The Zodiac is not my invention. He stalked the Bay Area in the late 1960s, killing a total of 7 victims. If you would like to know more about him, there are several books and movies that give an overview of the case. I highly recommend Robert Graysmith's books, Zodiac, The Full Story of the Infamous Unsolved Zodiac Murders in California, and the sequel, Zodiac Unmasked, The Identity of America's Most Elusive Serial Killer, which, though inaccurate on many counts, are a fascinating read and filled with gory details. Since he was never caught, I've taken liberties with the fictional version of him in this story. However, all the murder dates mentioned, as well as details of his alleged kidnapping of a victim and driving around the back roads, and the fact that the SFPD to this day receive fake Zodiac letters, are all a matter of public record. I would like to thank my editor, Simone Lindquist, for her hard work, my proofreader, Woofer McWooferson, and Stefan Kiel Nielsen for his, as always, amazing cover design, post-production, and layout. Another heartfelt thank you goes to my beta readers, Fia Finman, Bjork Mosfeldt, and Marlene Gran. All of you helped me immensely when I was stuck on the storyline. This one was a truly team effort, guys. See you next season.
Hi, this is Klaus Holm, the author of Tempest Investigation. Are you a fan of the story? And do you enjoy creating fan art or fan fiction? Then please share it with me. You can send it to my email, klaus@klausholm.net, or contact me at my Instagram, which is @klausholmwriter. We will share your images and perhaps even read your fan fiction out loud in a special episode. So if you love Tempest Investigation, share your love with me.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.